Matter of Ephib. Bishop Druna shrugged, or would have done if he'd been there, but he wasn't, so he couldn't. Of no consequence, they say. No threat.
The two men looked at Vorbis, a man who never raised his voice. It was very hard to tell what Vorbis was thinking, often even after he'd told you.
Really? Is this what we've come to? He said. No threat. After what they did to poor brother Murdoch. The insults to Om. This must not pass. What is proposed to be done?
No more fighting, said Fryett. They fight like madmen. No, we've lost too many already.
They have strong gods, said Druna.
They have better bows, said Fryett.
There is no god but Om, said Vorbis. What the Ephebians believe they worship are nothing but djinns and demons. If it can be called worship. Have you seen this?
He pushed forward a scroll of paper.
What is it?
Said Fryett cautiously.
A lie. A history that does not exist and never existed. The things.
Vorbis hesitated, trying to remember a word that had long since fallen into disuse.
Like the tales told to children who are too young. Words for people to say. The...
Oh, a play, said Fryett.
Vorbis's gaze nailed him to the wall.
You know of these things?
When I travelled in Klatch once, Fryett stuttered.
He visibly pulled himself together. He had commanded 100,000 men in battle. He didn't deserve this. He found he didn't dare look at Vorbis's expression.
They dance dances, he said limply, on their holy days. The women have bells on their and sing songs, all about the early days of the world when the gods.
He faded.
It was disgusting, he said.
He clicked his knuckles, a habit of his whenever he was worried.
This one has their gods in it, said Vorbis. Men in masks. Can you believe that? They have a god of wine, a drunken old man, and people say Ephib is no threat. And this,
he tossed another thicker scroll onto the table,
this is far worse, for while they worship false gods in Error, their error is in their choice of gods, not in their worship. But this...
Druna gave it a cautious examination.
I believe there are other copies, even in the Citadel, said Vorbis. This one belongs to Sasho. I believe you recommended him to my service, Fryett.
He always struck me as an intelligent and keen young man, said the General.
But disloyal, said Vorbis, and now receiving his just reward. It is only to be regretted that he has not been induced to give us the names of his fellow heretics.
Fryett fought against the sudden rush of relief. His eyes met those of Vorbis. Druna broke the silence.
De Chelonian mobile, he said aloud. The turtle moves. What does that mean?
Even telling you could put your soul at risk of 1,000 years in hell, said Vorbis.
His eyes had not left Fryett, who was now staring fixedly at the wall.
I think it is a risk we might carefully take, said Druna.
Vorbis shrugged.
The writer claims that the world travels through the void on the back of 4 huge elephants, he said.
Druna's mouth dropped open.
On the back? He said.
It is claimed, said Vorbis, still watching Fryett.
What do they stand on?
The writer says they stand on the shell of an enormous turtle, said Vorbis.
Druna grinned nervously.
And what does that stand on? He said.
I see no point in speculating as to what it stands on, snapped Vorbis, since it does not exist.
Of course, said Druna quickly. It was only idle